There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
We'll be right back.
gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
Lord, that's a hell of a tune. Hello everybody, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist, where our theme for every week, there must be a theme, is the Discworld. Yeah, getting straight in there with the theme this week, because I have got straight in there with three tunes in a row, apart from a tiny little bit of talking between the first two tracks. Anyway, yes, hello everybody, this isn't the Discworld, but... This is The Playlist, and I am Darren. And yes, for those of you who are fresh and new to this endeavour, The Playlist is a two-hour weekly radio show where we start with a theme and we end up with some banging tunes that are sometimes related to that theme. We opened up this week with Super Fairy Animals. God, show me magic. As suggested by White Wolf, by the Super Fairy Animals, which is an absolute monster of a tune. Magic. The Discworld runs on magic, basically, for those of you who haven't read the books. We then had Sugar Babes, Round Round, as suggested by Davybot, or Deathybot, as he is in the chat currently. because obviously the Discworld is round, but very flat. And then you've just heard Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now, which I was astonished to discover when putting this show together, that we have never played that song. In 116 episodes, we haven't played that song. We've played the original of it, but not that one. So there you go, you got to enjoy that. That was suggested by CC Ferry on behalf of his 12-year-old daughter, who has just finished, wow, is in the process of reading the Tiffany Aching books from the Discworld, like a sub-series within the Discworld, aimed at young adult readers, but perfectly enjoyable for everybody. I think they're beautiful, the Tiffany Aching series with the Feagles. But anyway, so yes, Tiffany Aching, there you go, it fits the theme, it sits. This next one was suggested by Mrs. Dodds, and again, for those of you, I recognise that not everybody has read the Discworld books, so, you know, perhaps this week's show will inspire you to do so, because they are wonderful. A central recurring character in all of the books is Death himself, or themself, I suppose. And so, Mrs. Dodds has suggested, by Norma Tanaga, You're Dead.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. Stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Never talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone. Long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
Do you know that in a universe so full of wonders, they have managed to invent
the Playlist?
He loves me, this I can tell.
has been celebrated for its excellence.
Magnificent suggestion there from Sheepnik. That was Sam and Dave with Soul Man. Sorry, Sam and Dave. My voice gave out for the... So it wasn't Sam Dave with Soul Man. Anyway, shut up, Darren. Ahead of that was Doris Troy with Face Up to the Truth, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. And ahead of that was Norma Tanaga, You're Dead, as suggested by Mrs. Dodds. Obviously, Soul Man. There was a book, Soul Music. And Face Up to the truth being a book. And then, yeah, You're Dead, because, you know, that's the kind of thing death would say, isn't it? And Arakin has slipped into my bed this week. This is Psychiatricarist's Office from, I think it's the Discworld game. I never played it. But thank you very much, Arakin, for the suggestion. I do have like 5 beds to get through this week as well, because people like the beds these days. Apparently, people like to be in my bed. Terrible. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Thank you very much for joining me this week, where our theme is the Discworld, because Troggy and I are off to Discworld.com this weekend, up Coventry way, Hinckley, I think it is. Never been before, so quite interested to see what it's like and just how nerdy it is. I will almost certainly be one of the least nerdy people there, and I'm quite looking forward to that. And that's good. So, yeah, thank you very much for joining us. All the tunes this week are Discworld related in one way or another, including this next one, which was suggested by... Let me go through my list. Where is it? Hang on. I've done things the wrong way around. Yes, I have. You'll have to bear with me a second while I play the right track to go at this point. And this is the sound of a man finding music. There we go. This is what happens when you change your mind at the last minute but then forget to change the running order. This one, as suggested by Julian Lawson, is an absolutely inspired suggestion. This is Serge Jablonski with More Pork.
lady and her daughter got high in a party. They smoking and drinking and also snuffing. The daughter got so drunk and start to pose with a boo-boo in her mouth. Then here she shout, more pork, plenty pork, cheap pork. See how a full and snatch the gal. One old lady with a towel run away. She rolling on the floor and she shouting evermore. More pork, plenty pork, cheap pork, big, big pork. Hey! It's more pork. It was a catfish festival. You should have seen how a pull and snatch the gal. One old lady with a towel run away. She rolling on the floor and she shouting evermore. Every day, every night, every day I hear the lady shout, oh, 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 give me the card. Snatch the gal. One old lady with a towel run away. She rolling on the floor and she shouting evermore.
More pork.
Oh,
plenty pork.
A hula hoop.
Cheap pork.
The lady really shout.
Big, big pork.
With a cigar in her mouth.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Somehow, that track is only 5 minutes long. It feels like it should be a 9-minute epic, you know? But no, it is 5 minutes long. Wonderful. That was the Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper. And this is a new bed. Who slipped into my bed this time? I had to scroll back down the list. Oh yeah, this is David Cohen. David Cohen slipped into my bed this time. Anyone of a similar age to me is currently quite excited. Yes, it is the theme tune to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Makes sense if you've read the books, or indeed if you know anything about the Discworld. And yeah, that's the theme this week, I suppose, isn't it? The Discworld. So yeah, that was Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper, as suggested by Papa Irish, Astronomerit, Ben Gray, and Laura underscore 2222, who joined the Blue Oyster Cult this week by growing her very own blue oyster mushrooms. Are they a psychotropic mushroom? I don't know. Have you eaten some of those mushrooms prior to listening to this, Laura? We need to know. Inquiring minds need to know. Ahead of that was Sir Jablonski with More Pork, which was absolutely inspired. Thank you very much, Julian Lawson, or Axolotl something. I can't remember what his name is currently, but there it is. But because if you're unaware, the main city on the disc is Ankh-Morpork. So that was a really good tune as well, though. So thank you very much for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by Nikki Leah and is from the 97 adaptation of Soul Music, the Cosgrove Hall cartoon adaptation. It's one of the tunes from the actual soundtrack to it. So the only place I could get it was from YouTube. So the quality might not be amazing. However, the tune is. This is The Band with Rocks In with The Messenger.
Last goodbye, you are the hero now.
A wizard's staff has a knob on the end. A wizard staff has a knob on the end. A knob on the end, a knob on the end. A wizard staff has a knob on the end. A wizard staff has a knob on the end. A wizard staff has a knob on the end. A knob on the end, a knob on the end.
In a universe so full of wonders, they have managed to invent
the playlist.
Dance the Dark Morris, you will find summer turns to winter time. Deep in the forest, clad in black, dance the Dark Morris, you may never dance back. The thumps, they clack, feel the earth crack underground. Ancient incantation calls the north wind. This is the land of mystery and myth. This is the world of the Wintersmith.
Dance the Dark Morris, you will find summer turns to winter time. Deep in the forest, clad in black, dance the Dark Morris, you may never dance back.
Is changing places through the night. Cold advance, is this a dance? Is this a fight? Heat as deep as oceans thunder through your soul. Calling forth emotions you have never known. These are the days of mystery. You will find summer turns to winter time. Deep in the forest, clad in black, dance the Dark Morris, you may never dance back.
You feel someone behind you, in front, above, below, and beside you. The dancers freeze, but the world keeps spinning. You know this is just the beginning. These are the days of mystery and myth. These are the ways of the Wintersmith.
Dance the Dark Morris, you will find summer turns to winter time. Deep in the forest, clad in black, dance the Dark Morris, you may never dance back. Dance the Dark Morris, dance the Dark Morris. Dance the Dark Morris. Dance the Dark Morris. Dance the Dark Morris. Dance the Dark Morris.
dance the dog Morris.
That tune has absolutely no right to be as good as it is. That's an absolute monster of a track. That was Steel Eyes Span with the Dark Morris song, taken from the album Wintersmith, which is directly about the book Wintersmith. It's a prog album directly connected to the book, which is a really great book. It's a really lovely book. It's one of the Tiffany Aching ones. So thank you very much to Cara for that suggestion. I'm also going to tip that one to Roy as well, who suggested another track from the same album, and I don't think Roy will mind me giving that one to that particular suggestion, because it's great. Although, to be fair, the one that Roy suggested was also very good and is in the extras, which will play out, of course, after I'm done here at 9 o'clock on the stream, so you can listen all night long if you wish. Ahead of that was Dave Greenslade bringing to life the immortal A Wizard's Staff Has a Knob on the End, as suggested by Patrick and me, JC. So thank you very much to the pair of you for that suggestion. I couldn't not play A Wizard's Staff Has a Knob on the End, could I? And we opened up that three in a row with the band with rocks in, with The Messenger from 1997, from the cartoon adaptation of Soul Music. The weird thing about Discworld is how visual a lot of it is, the books, but how comparatively few adaptations there have been. There's been the Soul Music and Weird Sisters adaptations that came out in 97. There's been a couple of video games. There's been Hogfather, Going Postal and Making Money, I think, were both made. And that's it. No one's ever made a TV show about The Watch. The Watch is ripe for the picking. They could make a TV show about The Watch, but no one ever has. It's one of those things that you just can't explain, isn't it? So, what have I missed? Nothing at all. I've told you who suggested all of the tracks here on the playlist this week, including this next one, that I'm about to tell you. This one is a band that's been suggested for three or four of the themes in the last couple of months, and somehow this is the first one that I've got to actually playing. So this is the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with Can Blue Men Sing the Whites, as suggested by Nikki Quote.
Oh,
You want answers?
I want
the playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
Sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch, must be the season of the witch, yeah, must be the season of the witch. What do you think I see? Some other cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every.
Really wonderful. That was Donovan's Season of the Witch. That was suggested by Floating Onion. Ahead of that was the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with Can Blue Men Sing the Whites? Well, ask the Feagles. Are the Feagles, they're not actually blue, the Pixies. They're just covered in tattoos, I believe, is the reasoning for that. Because they're essentially little fighty Scottish Pixies. But they're not Scottish, of course. They're Pixies. And yeah, they are blue men, of course. So thank you very much to Nikki Quote for that suggestion. And thank you, of course, to Aunt McRae for this suggestion from Willie Nelson. They all laughed.
Christopher Columbus, when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when he said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony, and it's the same old cry. They laugh at me, warning you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through, now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy, they laughed at us and how. Oh, who's got the last laugh now? Together, darling, let's take a bow. Oh, who's got the last laugh now? Oh, who's got the last laugh? Oh, who's got the last laugh now?
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein...
The Playlist.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on. Vacation, but it don't look like rain, and if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. a tall lineman is still on the line.
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
So well, you know I got the motives all.
you wanna get some. And if you want some money, I got a gold mine. And if you need some direction, I'm a one-way sign. That's alright.
That was Swoop with Apple Eyes. Sorry, I got a little bit distracted there on account of the fact that I could hear my bed music, but my bed music wasn't going out loud, and I realised I had it monitored. Anyway, it's a good bed, right? I feel like I should be doing a top 20 countdown, though. This is Paul Hardcastle's The Wizard, as suggested by Rachel. So thank you very much, Rachel, for that suggestion. You have just heard, yes, Swoop with Apple Eyes, as suggested by Mr. Andrew D. On the basis that, and I really loved this, when he first saw the theme, he thought it said Disco World. Perfect. Suggested a disco-sounding tune. Wonderful. Love it. Ahead of that, for much the same reason, Big Black with My Disco, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer. Thank you very much. Ahead of the top of the hour, you heard Glenn Campbell's The Wichita Lineman, a tune I will never grow tired of. It's beautiful. Thank you very much to Swisslet for that suggestion. The Lineman, the clacks, the whole... You should read Going Postal. It's great. And ahead of that, Willie Nelson, They All Laughed, because it was a bit in there about Flat Earth. And, yeah. So thank you to Floating Onion. No, sorry, not Floating Onion. Art McRae for that suggestion. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and our theme this week is the Discworld, because Troggy and I are off to DiscworldCon this weekend, and very much looking forward to it, in fact. Although, having never been before, we've no idea what to expect, and we don't know, really, anybody who's going. I've met one person that I know is going. Once, briefly, when I collected something from his house. It was a scooter. It was nothing illicit. Yeah. It should be fun, though. Yeah? Well, I'll make it fun, even if it's not. Right, onwards with the tunes, shall we? This next one was suggested by Astronomerit. Thank you very much, Steph. I try not to play favourites with the tunes that are suggested each week. This one, this is the one. I've probably played this tune more than any other tune that I've played this week. Any other tune that I've played that I already know and have in my playlist, this is the one that I have played a lot in the last week or so. So thank you very much to Steph for suggesting Funeral for a Friend.
same as when I saw you last. Tell me how much time has passed. Home, now that I'm coming home, will you be the same as when I saw you?
Was suggested by Astronomerit on the basis that it chimes quite thematically, very closely to Sam Vimes' reactions and thoughts and feelings in the book Nightwatch, which I'm currently rereading for I think the fourth time. I absolutely adore that book. If anybody was to really press me and ask me which my favourite Discworld book is, I think I'd say Nightwatch, because it's just wonderful, incredible piece of writing that really shows up the I don't know, the socialist nature of Terry Pratchett's writing. He's very much on the right side of history all the time, and yeah, wonderful, absolutely wonderful stuff. But yeah, that was Funeral for a Friend, Into Oblivion, brackets, Reunion, close brackets. So thank you very much, Steph, for that suggestion. It was absolutely wonderful. But, you know, no more or less wonderful than the next one. As suggested by Real Ale Rocks, this next one is Pendulum with Witchcraft. So you've got my permission to wig out a bit.
It's in your eyes, a colour fade out. Looks like a new transition. The starting up and shaking your ground. Turning your head to see a new day calling. Does it feel like a head to lean on? A snapshot from where you were born. I'm looking for your hand in the rough. You're caught in the wire. We'll be right back.
Captains!
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The Playlist.
Tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick.
Circles. Sadly, only the 7-inch edit because, you know, I've only got 2 hours here. I mean, I've got as much time as I want, really, but I need to go to bed at some point this evening. So I give myself 2 hours and force myself to stick to it. Anyway, 2 hours is more than enough, I think you'll all agree. This is the playlist, of course. If you've just joined us, where were you for the last hour and 23 minutes? That was Adam F. Circles, as suggested by Pete. Thank you, Pete, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Pendulum with Witchcraft, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks. Got a little thing about Real Ale Rocks and Ben Gray coming up later on. What could that possibly be? This next tune was suggested by Mr. Dodds, and I believe he said something about the artist behind this passed away this week or last week or something, quite recently. So, terrible form, in fact, because this is a really great tune, and I'd never heard of them until now. So, sit back and enjoy Oliver Tree with One and Only.
Searching my whole life, let's give it a try.
exist here anymore. You're my one and only.
Patagonia in South America, and I'm looking for something rather special. Yes, there he is.
It's the playlist.
And a big fella too, about 18 inches from tip to tail.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger?
Des saucisses. Sans doute.
Écoutez et répétez. À midi. À midi. À midi.
Quelle heure est-il? Quelle heure? Quelle heure est-il? Est-il? Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi. 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 Il est midi. Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner. C'est l'heure. C'est l'heure de déjeuner. De déjeuner. C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Do you know that in a universe so full of wonders, they have managed to invent
the playlist?
Pour mieux cueillir le temps qui passe. La mort m'attend comme une princesse à l'enterrement de ma jeunesse, pour mieux pleurer le temps qui passe. La mort m'attend comme Carabosse à l'incendie de nos noces, pour mieux rire du temps qui passe. Mais qui est-il derrière la porte et qui m'attend déjà? Ange ou démon, qu'importe, au devant de la porte, il y a toi. La mort attend sous l'oreiller que j'oublie de me réveiller, pour mieux glacer le temps qui passe. La mort attend que mes amis me viennent voir en pleine nuit, pour mieux se dire que le temps passe. La mort m'attend dans tes mains claires qui devront fermer mes paupières, pour mieux quitter le temps qui passe. Mais qui est-il derrière la porte et qui m'attend déjà? Ange ou démon, qu'importe, au devant de la porte, il y a toi. La mort m'attend aux dernières feuilles de l'arbre qui fera mon cercueil, pour mieux clouer le temps qui passe. La mort m'attend dans les lilas qu'un fossoyeur lancera sur moi, pour mieux fleurir le temps qui passe. La mort m'attend dans un grand lit tendu aux toiles de l'oubli, pour mieux fermer le temps qui passe. Mais qui est-il derrière la porte et qui m'attend déjà? Ange ou démon, qu'importe, au devant de la porte, il y a toi.
That was Jacques Brel with La Mort, in reference to the book Mort Death's Apprentice. Thank you very much to Dr. Caitlin Swislet for bringing some more French fancy here on the playlist. Ahead of that, entirely in French, was De La Soul, with Transmitting Live from Mars, as suggested by Sierd, on the basis that there's a sample of The Turtles You Showed Me, which several people suggested, actually, but I didn't have time for it. But, you know, Turtles, the great Atuin, you understand. If you're still listening, then you've read enough of the Discworld books to understand all the references. Including this, so this next one is an interesting little thing. I'm going to play the whole thing. It's only a minute long. It's the entire recording, ripped from YouTube, but recorded back in 1950, so the quality is accordingly. By the way, someone new has slipped into my bed. This one was suggested by... Where is it? Oh, this is Arakin again. So Arakin has hoofed Rachel out of my bed and climbed back in. That's the actual theme tune to the Soul Music adaptation. I think it was also the theme tune to Weird Sisters as well, from 97. So thank you, Arakin, for hoofing Rachel out of... Rachel is still there somewhere. No, it's fine. Nobody was hoofed. Not on this day. Anyway, yes, so this next piece. Really interesting little piece. Turns out the Hedgehog song actually exists. This is Harry Haywire Mac McClintock being interviewed about it.
And what was that thing about the hedgehog you were... A bit of an English ditty. I don't do a very good English dialect or anything else as far as that's concerned, but it comes to us from Cambridge and Oxford. It goes like this. Exhaustive and painful researches by Darwin and Huxley and Ball have conclusively shown that the hedgehog can scarcely be buggered at all. And further experimentation has incontrovertibly shown that comparative safety at Oxford is enjoyed by the hedgehog alone. Notice the British genius for understatement.
Absolutely love that. That was beautiful. There's significantly more verses to that these days. I saw a video on YouTube of somebody singing it at a previous Discworld con. A lot more verses of it these days, but that was gorgeous. So thank you to Cara for bringing that to my attention. So onwards with the actual music and song. I mean, that was an actual music and song, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway, onwards with the pop songs, I suppose. I mean, if you can call this pop, as suggested by David Cohen, this one is The Who with Pinball Wizard. Huh? Get it? Wizard?
How do you think he guns and bells. Don't see no lights a flashing. Plays by sense of smell. Always gets a replay. Never see him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Ah,
the
playlist has always been celebrated for its excellence.
Why that tune was so loud at the beginning there. It was really weird. It was like it's the same level as all the other tunes, but it was really loud, so I apologise if that blew up your speakers. That was The Police, Man in a Suitcase, in honour of all the people eaten by the luggage. Thank you very much to Ronald Snyder for that suggestion. Ahead of that was The Who with Pinball Wizard, as suggested by David Cohen. Thank you, David, for that. This next one was suggested by Lost Tourist, on the basis that it very much encapsulates Sam Vines's shoes. Sam Vines's boots, indeed. A very good theory. If you're unaware of the Sam Vines boots theory, then please go and look it up, because it is absolutely perfect. Anyway, Sam Vines very famously liked a worn-in pair of boots. They might even have a hole in them.
Looking at me from a bubblegum tree, and all that I knew was the hole in my shoe, which was letting in water.
just wasn't real with 100 tin soldiers which stood at my shoulder. And all that I knew was the hole in my shoe which was letting in water.
How much I considered playing the Neil from the Young Ones version of that, just because. So thank you, Lost Taurus, for that suggestion, and you can thank me for not going with that impulse. This next tune is an absolute stomper. Thank you so much to Moth Ninja for bringing this one to my attention, because I absolutely adore it. From 1999, this is the Atomic Fireballs, Man with the Hex.
You remind me of a man!
tell your mummy before you...
I remember seeing Peter Gabriel doing that one at the Brit Awards, and it must have been 90. Well, the album came out in 92, late 92, so it must have been 93's Brit Awards. And it looked like he was having so much fun. That really stuck with me. I love that tune. So thank you so much to Ben Gray for suggesting that. Absolutely wonderful. Ahead of that was the Atomic Fireballs, Man with the Hex. Hex, of course, being the computer. You know, you get the references, or don't care, you just enjoy the music. So thank you very much to Moth Ninja for that. I'm going to look up more of the Atomic Fireballs because I really dug that. That was great. Right, so on to matters of great importance. Next week's theme. Well, actually, there isn't a theme next week. Yeah, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be in Coventry, surrounded by Discworld stuff. However, the week after that, I'm giving myself a week off. Can you imagine it? The week after that, however, the theme will be... Pharmacy. Pharmacy, as suggested by Real L Rocks and Ben Gray, on account of the fact that they work in a pharmacy. Or so they tell me. They could be drug dealers. I don't know. I don't know who any of you are, really. So yes, the theme in 2 weeks' time, on the 17th of August, will be pharmacy. If you try and tune in next week to hear songs about drugs and such, you might be disappointed. I don't know. I might be able to sort something out, but it doesn't seem likely now, does it? So yes, thank you very much to Real L Rocks and Ben Gray for suggesting the theme of pharmacy, and that will be on the 17th of August. Thank you very much for your attention to this matter. This next tune was suggested by a fresh Jeffrey here on the playlist. Thank you very much to Dandelion Capers for suggesting Bishop Allen.
The morning belonged to the grapefruit, ripe in the gold Roman sun. I throw out the rind, it's just bitter to me. Done, done, done. The skyline is made of the umbrella pine. I wish we could climb everyone, but all I would see in the shade of the streets. Done, done, done. Swooped down as one, he'd read in that dizzy ellipsis. Done, done, done. We'd dangle our legs in the fountains. The pale is red anon. The aqueduct water is ancient. Done, done, done.
Thank you so much to Dandelion Capers for suggesting Bishop Allen with Q the Elephants. You get the clap. And thank you very much to everybody for listening this week. It's been absolutely fantastic. I've really enjoyed it this week, so thank you very much for all of your suggestions. Sorry if I didn't have time to play anything you suggested, but man, we've had some good ones this week. Like I said, no show next week. I will be off enjoying myself and drinking and eating and generally carousing, I suppose. I'll be back on the 17th, where our theme will be pharmacy. So come up with some good suggestions between now and then. I will leave you with this absolutely inspired suggestion from the Plague Doc. Thank you very much for suggesting Kirsty MacColl. There's a guy works down the chip shop, swears he's elvish. Good night, champions.
In a universe so full of wonders, they have managed to invent
the playlist.